Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. The voice said to me, Son of man, eat what I am giving you, eat this scroll. Then go and give its message to the people of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he fed me the scroll. Fill your stomach with this, he said. And when I ate it, it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. This is all rather weird, isn't it? I'm certainly not going to suggest that you start eating your Bible in order to get closer to the Lord. I think it might have the opposite effect. However, I believe that Ezekiel was commanded to take this rather strange action to show that the word of God on the scroll was absolutely a part of him. He needed to learn that he had to be completely obedient to God's commands, even when they were rather strange. The result was wonderful. The scroll tasted great. There's something really important for us to take from this. If we are to serve God effectively, we need to let his word become a part of us. We need to learn it, memorize it, and meditate on it. Memorizing the Bible is an excellent thing to do, but it is perhaps not widely done these days. When I was young, there was far more attention given to memorizing scripture. I can still remember great chunks of the Bible that I learnt as a boy. It's also good for us to give time to meditating on the Bible. Why not take one or two verses and give yourself an hour or so to reflect on what God is saying to you from them? The Word of God is alive and powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword. We can meditate on verses that are very familiar to us and hear God say things that we've never heard before. Take some time to meditate in this way, and I'm quite sure that you'll come away with your stomach filled, having had the sensation of eating the sweetest honey. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the way in which you speak to us from your word. Help us to get to know it much better. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more beside, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.